Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. A memorial for Gabby Petito is set for today in Northport, Florida, a public service at a Long Island funeral home for tomorrow. All of this after her community held a special tribute in support of her family last night.
Outside the Blue Point Nature Preserve, a large photo of Gabby Petito sits, showing a smiling face that neighbors say lit up the world.
It's the softest, sweetest soul that you could ever imagine.
Luminaries line the streets in this tight-knit community. Neighbors say some were placed in driveways last week when they were still hoping Petito would return home. But even as that hope dimmed when her body was later found, those luminaries remained and more were added. Community members say their goal is to let Petito's family know they are loved and supported.
We live in such a small community, so when something like this happened, it's a real tragedy to all of us.
Neighbors say now they want justice. Thamie Redwood, 1010 Winds, Blue Point, Long Island.
Ready for the vaccine mandates? A lot of developments today with state and city requirements for COVID vaccines set to take effect on Monday. Hospitals across New York State say they'll have to lay off hundreds of workers and postpone some procedures because not enough workers are vaxxed. As of Thursday, Governor Hochul was firm and hopeful.
Maybe I'm optimistic. That's how I always am. That people will realize that this is serious, that there's not going to be a change in my position, because I'm not going to do anything that'll compromise the health of the people of the state that I'm charged to protect.
Officials at Northwell Health say they could have to fire hundreds of people over the vaccine, while the vast majority of workers at New York Presbyterian, city's largest private network, have been vaccinated. More than 200 have not. State court workers won a temporary reprieve from a vaccine mandate. The order from a state Supreme Court judge exempts them until at least Friday. More arguments are set in Albany then. In the city, thousands of teachers may be forced out of schools if they don't comply with the mandate. Mayor de Blasio not backing off.
Someone who decides between now and Monday that they don't want to come to work if they have to get vaccinated, well, the consequences were made really clear by the arbitration. In short order, they're not going to be getting a paycheck.
And that's from the Mayor de Blasio there. Now, there's a lot of controversy from UFT President Michael Mulgrew. He is slamming the city plan, saying it's not well thought out.
What the hell were they thinking on Monday? Why not wait till Friday and give every school a list Saturday morning? Guess what? We have this many openings. We have the weekend. Let's all work together to make that happen.
Some 87% of teachers had received at least one shot as Thursday. That still means at least 10,000 have not. The mayor says there are thousands of substitute teachers and they're ready. Some 500 school staffers have gotten vaccine exemptions for medical or religious reasons. Meantime, in Connecticut, there are concerns about a school bus driver shortage because of that state's vaccine mandate. 300 or more school bus drivers may not report to work Monday because they refuse both vaccinations and weekly tests. Get the vaccine. That is the blunt message from NYPD Commissioner Dermot Shea to officers on Friday. He says the virus is a real danger.
Right now, we have 8 members of the NYPD in the hospital, all 8 unvaccinated. Serious condition. Some intubated. Some perfectly healthy. One 23 years old. One person hadn't gone sick in 10 years, and we recently lost him.
That's the police commissioner in a video message to the department. Shea says just 62% of officers are vaxxed, one of the lowest rates of city agencies. He says the number is climbing. When 1010 Winds asked him about officers being seen without masks, Shea said they should mask up because everybody has to be safe and police have to set the right example. New York State numbers right now, 54,000 vaccine doses in the last 24 hours, 2.76% positivity rate, 27 new deaths yesterday. In New Jersey, the seven-day average for confirmed cases just over 1,800. That's down from a week ago, still higher than a month ago. New Jersey reported 20 new deaths. They're looking for him. Police want to question four men and a woman who rolled a city bike into the path of two subway trains in Queens last weekend. There's surveillance tape of at least part of the incident. MTA says one R train ran over the electric bike, which appeared to explode, and a second train hit it too. Videos of the incident posted on social media. Police say it damaged the train and endangered everybody on it, but nobody was hurt. Interim New York City Transit President Craig Cipriano's reaction.
I was a kid growing up in New York City, and I would never think of doing something so idiotic, right? People want to come and go, do what they have to do safely, right? That's not fun. That's just total, I would say it's lunacy.
Police release pics of the people they want to question, urge anybody with info to call Crime Stoppers.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.